With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A powerful earthquake has rocked Myanmar and caused extensive damage across a wide stretch of one of the world's poorest countries. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports parts of southern Asia and the entire region have been rocked.
Photos and videos from two hard-hit cities in Myanmar show many collapsed buildings and other destruction, raising fears that many people were killed or injured. The full extent of death, injury and destruction was not immediately clear, particularly in Myanmar, which is embroiled in a civil war and where information is tightly controlled at the best of times.
In neighboring Thailand, at least six died at a construction site in Bangkok. Officials say more than 100 are missing there. The 7.7 magnitude quake struck at midday. In an unprecedented move, President Trump has withdrawn the nomination of New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to be the next ambassador to the United Nations. The purpose is to help maintain the GOP majority in the House. On the Salem News program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana praised Stefanik for her willingness to step back.
She would have been an extraordinary ambassador to the UN. She would have done a great job there. But she's deeply devoted to her country, and she's fully committed to seeing the president's agenda succeed in Congress. And after much deliberation and discussion, the president talked with her about withdrawing the nomination so she could stay and help us lead in the House. And I'm telling you, it's a great credit to her. She agreed to do that.
Speaker Johnson's full interview this week on Capitol Hill will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. on the Salem News Channel. Obviously started earlier today at local time, but will be continuing in some rebroadcasts throughout the day. Economist Jonathan Williams says individual states have launched their own DOGE-style efforts to cut fraud, waste, and abuse. And he says that some of the best work is being done by local and state officials. This is SRN News. A Christian nurse has launched legal action after allegedly using the wrong pronoun.
The Christian Legal Center is representing nurse Jennifer Milley after she was investigated for referring to a convicted transgender child sex offender as Mr. Christianity Today reports that the patient identifies as a woman but was recorded in the medical records as male. The British-based religious law firm says it's the latest in a series of cases of UK health officials, quote, supporting trans ideology over biological reality. George Williams, SRN News.
A bill has been introduced in Sierra Leone that would decriminalize abortion in the West African country. Tens of thousands of women and girls attempt to self-terminate their pregnancies every year in Sierra Leone. It has one of the highest teenage pregnancy rates anywhere in the world. Some Muslim and Christian leaders have denounced the current bill as ungodly and hellish. This is SRN News. Correspondent Marcela Sanchez reports on Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's visit with the President of Mexico.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem met with Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum for the last stop on her tour to three Latin American countries. Despite ongoing tariff threats by the Trump administration, President Sheinbaum said they would focus on security and migration, adding she would emphasize Mexico's sovereignty during her meeting with Noem. More than informing, we're going to share with her what is being done and also the coordination and collaboration that has been established with the United States. Earlier this week, Noem visited El Salvador's high-security prison where Venezuelans flown out by her party are being held. And yesterday, she signed an agreement with Colombia to expand biometric sharing for law enforcement. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Another wipeout slammed Wall Street on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 715 points. The NASDAQ down 2.7% of its value. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.